I'll meet ya.
Hi, my name's Michael, and I'm going to run a 5K. And this is the sixth in a series of podcasts where I am talking about my progress toward that goal. If this is your first episode, then welcome. This is my first 5K race, and I started this series of podcasts in hopes of creating something of a personal running journal, as well as to share what I learned along the way and, you never know, maybe encourage others to get out there and run a 5K themselves. If this is your first episode, you might want to head on over to greatkrypton.com to download the previous installments and just kind of check out the journey till here, I guess. They're also available on iTunes. Just look under the Superman and Batman feed. But if this isn't your first episode, then very much welcome back. Since the last installment, I have hit a major milestone in the run-up to my first race. I am now officially registered, which means hashtag no turning back now. Getting signed up and seeing my name listed among the participants on the website has made this thing really real. Not that it seemed like a pipe dream before, but I'm signed up now, and my name's there, and I've got to do this. As of this recording, there are more than 560 people registered for the 5K, which is a whole lot of people. But even so, last year there were nearly 1,500, and I expect this year to at least meet that, if not exceed it. We still got more than a month before the race, and for some reason it seems like most people wait until the very last minute to sign up. So, yeah, a lot of people. And I think right now, that's my biggest reservation, or the thing I'm most nervous about. I'm not exactly a crowds type of person to begin with, and I have a feeling this thing is going to be nerve-wracking enough as it is, and I don't know. It just the sheer number of people that are going to be in this thing. And then when you add in the marathoners and the half marathoners, which probably won't affect me too much because the marathon and half marathon start earlier, but I don't know. I'm just going to have to buckle in and shut out the horde of people and just focus on what I'm doing. And I can do this. I've become more and more confident of that fact in these past few weeks. Phase 6 of the training went fantastic. And now I'm into phase 7, which, today aside, has gone pretty well, too. Today it was just so hot and so muggy, and I was tired, and I started out way too fast, and I just couldn't eke out that last quarter mile, and then I've been sore all day because I just pushed it too hard. But, but all of phase 6 and the first day of phase 7 went pretty well, and really today went pretty well too, except for the parts where I screwed up. And now that I'm into phase 7, it means that the training wheels are off, and it's all running all the time, and no walking breaks, which really, I think I talked about this in a previous installment, but I found that works better. In the beginning, the walking breaks were welcomed and really very necessary, because it eased you into running the longer distances. But as I started running those longer distances, I found myself, you get into a rhythm. And then when you stop and get into a walking phase, your muscles relax and you lose that rhythm. So, and then again, in the beginning they were good. And if you're just starting out, definitely go with the plans that, or whatever plan you go with. If it tells you to run and walk and run and walk, definitely go with that. But after a while, I think it may seem like a hurdle to stop walking and run the entire time, but at a certain point you are really better off just pushing through. But anyway, I'm feeling really good about this whole thing. And if I can say this without sounding cocky, if the event was tomorrow, I'm pretty confident that I could at least complete it. I'm going to continue with the next, I don't know, what is it, 2.5 phases, I guess, of the training plan, because I want to do this right. But I don't know what else to say. I'm feeling really good about my progress so far and the potential for me to actually be successful in this thing. By my records, I've logged more than 150 miles in training, and I will easily pass 200, maybe even get close to 250 before the actual event itself. And while I know that other people have done far more and overcome a lot bigger obstacles in trying to run a 5K, I mean, to be honest, despite all my complaints and whining, I've had it pretty easy, actually, all things considered. But I'm still personally very happy with the progress and looking forward to being able to say that I've done this, rather than I'm going to do it. So while it might not be a great feat, it is to me a very personal one. So what else? I've actually shifted my running schedule, the days that I run. I was running Sundays, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but since the race itself is on a Saturday, I thought it might be good to get used to running on Saturdays so that the week of the event, it'll just be, you know, part of the flow. It's a small point, I guess, but I am all about stacking as much of the deck in my favor as possible. So I've shifted my Sunday run back to Saturday, which puts me running Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And before, I was taking Saturday as a definite day off. No matter what happened during the week, Saturday was always my day off. But now that has shifted to Sunday. So, you know, I'm starting off the week with a day off, but at the same time, it's still splitting the two weeks in half, I guess you might say. And it doesn't really matter, because if it came to it, I would probably still run on Sundays, but still. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. After the event, I might shift it back, because I like running Sundays because there is basically nobody out. There's very little traffic. When I run, there's very few other people running. Sorry about the dinging. It's live podcasting, folks. I live in a very small town, and, you know, on Sundays, people are either sleeping in church or at home with their families. So there's just very few people out in the streets, and I enjoy the solitude. Again, we're going back to the me not liking crowds thing. But for right now, you know, I think the Saturday is definitely more beneficial. And I've actually been thinking about where the next step should be in this thing, you know, after the event. I definitely want to keep running, and I'm definitely going to have to work on time before I work on going for more distance. But unfortunately, cold weather will be here soon, which will make it more difficult to get out there and run with the same regularity. I live in the Midwest, so winters can be very mild, or they can be very, very cold, and we can have lots of snow, and we can have lots of ice, or they can be warm, or heck, you know, we could have all of it in 1 week. It's just how Indiana is. But as for, you know, running when the cold weather comes, that's a bridge that I will cross when we get there. Right now, 99% of my focus is on the next, you know, 5 weeks or 6 weeks, whatever it is. I haven't actually done the calculations for the title of this episode. The next month and a half, we'll say. Or a little more than a month. It's not a month and a half. Less than a month and a half. Anyway, my focus is on getting to the event itself. And then I'll worry about after. But actually, that reminds me of something else I was going to bring up. In that, in the next month and a half, or again, there's that time issue, in the next month, I need to adjust my daily schedule again and start running even earlier during the day so that I'm prepared for race day. I work second shift, so I normally get up around 10 o'clock and go running then. The problem with that is, the race starts at 8:15, which means I'm going to have to leave my house at least by 7 so that I can get there, find a place to park, and you know, get to the starting line and do whatever I need to do. Thankfully, packet pickup is the day before or the night before, so I'll have that all done, but still, you know, this is my first race, so I have no idea what I'm supposed to do the day of the race besides show up and stand at the starting line. I assume there's some sort of check-in point and that they'll tell you where to go, but I honestly, I've not been given any of that information. I'm assuming it'll be in the packet when I, you know, get my race bib and all that stuff, but right now I'm just playing it by ear. But anyway, all this means that I'm going to have to, given the difficulties that came up last time I moved my schedule forward, this might be the biggest hurdle that I have to face. But I am confident that I can do it. It's just a matter of figuring out how. But I think that's really all I've got for this time. A little bit of a shorter episode, but that's all right. As always, I want to thank you very much for listening and for the continued support. Like I said at the top of the show, if this is the first installment of the series you've heard, you can find past installments on iTunes under the Superman and Batman feed, which is another podcast that I do, or at greatkrypton.com. Just click on the graphic in the sidebar, and you'll be able to download each episode individually. If you have questions or comments or other encouragements, you know, I love to hear from listeners, and I can be reached by email at michael@greatkrypton.com, and I would really like to hear from you. But until I do hear from you, or I put together another installment in a couple weeks, that's all I've got for now. So once again, thank you very much, and I will talk to you all later.
Tell you one thing, you don't really need cocaine to get really high, you know what I'm saying? Because there's another way to get really high, and it's real cheap. Just run 26 miles. You ever see a marathon runner? You ever see the look on his face? It's the same look, like, how you doing? I'm alive! Yeah! And it only costs you a pair of fucking shoes, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You know why he's so high? Because his body is pumped full of endorphins. It's the brain going, if you keep this pain shit up, I'm going to hurt you. Because that's why when you run, the first couple of miles, you're going, I'm fabulous. After about 8 miles, you're going, I'm not too good. After about 26 miles, you're going, why the fuck did I do this? And you have that look like, and you never see a guy hanging out by a track going, my man, you need a pair of Nikes? Try one shoe on. Do this for a while. Because you don't need it. The basic thing to remember about cocaine is this. There was once a documentary. They asked a Peruvian Indian chief. They said, Chief, what's cocaine? He looked right in the camera and said, cocaine is our little gift to the white man for what you did to us.